possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ryan, what did you think about that? Ryan? Where is Ryan? Oh, there he is. Welcome back to your show, Ryan Wiggins. Hi. Hey, bud. Where'd you go?
Hey, this is Wiggins America. Thanks for being here.
Take Saturday it from here. Morning.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I forgot what time it was. How's
were
the show
were
going?
Were you having another bathroom situation?
No, I was not. I thought you were going to say, were you having a beer? The answer is no. I'm having a sugar-free zero Pepsi.
What'd you eat for lunch today?
I had cheese sticks from Papa John's. Cheese sticks.
That was your lunch?
It was like a full pizza almost.
Did you eat all of them?
No, I ate probably 90% of them though.
Did you leave one behind so that when I asked you that question, you could be like, no, I didn't eat the whole thing?
No, I didn't do it for that reason. I just got a little bit full. I could have kept eating. I'm not bragging, but I could have eaten that whole thing.
Do Papa John's cheese sticks have added sugar?
They probably do in the sauce, but I'm deliberately not checking so that I'm...
So you can keep saying that you're not doing it?
Yes, I don't even know if it does, but it might, but I don't know.
So, Ryan, you've been working very hard on eliminating added sugar completely from your diet on weekdays.
On weekdays. And it's working. It's working. I'm losing some inches here.
Where from?
From my belly, mostly. Not anywhere else, can tell you that. And maybe from my neck. I don't know, though. That's hard to tell. What? Come on. It wasn't that funny.
I can tell you that.
It wasn't that funny. Because it's true.
No, it's just so weird that you say it out loud.
But I'm doing a really good job, wouldn't you say? You only see me on weekdays, so I look like I'm nailing it to you. My wife only sees me on the weekends. And she's like, oh, you just eat candy all the time.
Ryan, I saw you walk into the building today with your own personal, what I thought was pizza, but turned out to be an entire order of cheese sticks.
Well, it was an entire order of cheese sticks. You have to understand with Papa John's, they give you what looks like a medium pizza that's cut into cheese sticks. It's like a cheese pizza that they just cut into slices, like non-triangle slices.
I've been exposed to the Papa John's cheese stick order.
So you know. Yeah. There wasn't. If there is any added sugar in that, it's not a lot. So I feel pretty good about it. And I just refilled my soda, and I just looked out at the rain, and I thought about my life, and it feels okay. Did you guys reflect at all during that break?
Only two grams of sugar.
That's pretty good.
Per two sticks.
Per two sticks. It's a little higher than I was hoping. Dang. I guess I'll have to go back to the...
220,
I'm not really sure what I go back to there.
229 calories.
I can tell you what.
Per two sticks.
On weekdays, what I notice the most is I have to just keep eating. I'm not eating sugar, but I'm eating cottage cheese and bagels and whatever I can find. Because I just need, my body's like, calories, man, you need calories. Because I eat so much sugar and it's so dense in calories that I'm like freaking out weekdays and I just never stop.
Eat protein.
I should. I do eat some peanut butter, but it's hard.
That peanut butter.
I gotta cook meat all the time. I do. I just told you I eat cottage cheese.
You're a grown man.
Cottage cheese has a lot of protein.
That's correct. That's the type of protein I eat.
Cheese curds. I eat those too. Garlic cheese curds.
It's not a food group. You're just telling me about the cheese you eat.
I do eat a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
I got a dairy heavy diet, and even heavier when there's no.
Heavier?
Even heavier on dairy when there's no candy in it. But I will eat milk candies if I can on the weekend. I just love milk. I love milk and I love sugar.
You need to eat protein first and then you will be less likely to crave those things later.
Oh.
It can include dairy.
It does include dairy. A ton of it.
And is this something you've been focusing on more now that you've gotten older?
It's not the age. It's the way that my body is falling apart and doesn't respond well to the things that I love anymore. So, yes, I guess in that sense it's age, but I'm still very youthful, as you know.
As I know.
You know.
I know.
I mean, we could go out and do a track and field event right now, and I would kill it, except it's raining, so we can't. But that was my challenge.
You know what? Today we could. We haven't done it in a while. Might be Weather Center time.
I don't think so. You know why? Because I don't really have any other jokes than the one. Mm. It's just me walking out into bad weather and saying what it is. This is bad. I don't know why you need to
you
see
blamed
me.
Blamed it on chemtrails last time.
Yeah,
it's Brad's birthday today.
It is.
It is.
Brad, you didn't even tell any of us. I'm just joking. You know, he walked around this morning telling everybody it was his birthday and that the donuts were for him that the company bought, but they weren't for him. They were for somebody else whose birthday it also was here.
I think that sounds like something you would do.
But he did do it, though. Kinda. I mean, I'm putting upon him a little bit. But he was a little miffed that he didn't get any birthday.
What are you doing
donuts.
For your birthday?
Oh, we're going to go out to dinner.
Besides apparently lying about donuts.
Yeah, I'm lying about donuts. Don't you guys do that on your birthday? No, we're going to go out to dinner with my family and some friends, and we'll have a good time doing that. And that's kind of what we've got planned for the day. Don't have a whole lot more than that.
Are there expectations? How old are you?
42.
You remember back when you were 42, Ryan?
It's not hard. I'm 43.
That's not true. What age for you, either of you, what age for you was like, this is a different ballgame? Either physically or just like emotionally, mentally. Now my person is attached with this number. Was there a specific age that you reached where you were like, I need to sit down for this?
I would say it was while I was on the show. It was probably either 39 or 40. When I was 38 or 39, whichever it was, crossing over, I remember distinctly before that, I could not hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Oh,
but then I hit 40 or 39.
It's so hard to do this show
boom.
With you. It's so hard to do my job with you.
I peaked
I am
late.
Supposed to... Yeah, let me know when it happens, bud.
Yeah, right. You're right. I haven't peaked yet. That's what you just said.
Yes. I'm trying to facilitate interesting conversation by asking compelling questions.
Why don't you answer that question first, and then I'll see if I agree.
How about we ask the birthday boy?
Okay.
I would say it would when I turned 40. It's whenever I was like, oh, man, that's a big number. That's like halfway there is kind of
halfway
how I felt.
Where?
There. The
death?
Finish line. Yeah.
80?
80-ish, yeah. I mean, what is the average?
I plan on outliving 80.
Well,
me too.
You should. I don't.
What do you plan on living to? 79?
I don't know.
What age do you plan on living to? And if once you say it, you're stuck with it.
95 at least.
Okay.
That's the way my grandma Schumacher lived to be 90. I said her last name. To live to be 95. And she died in September of 2020. And at 95 years old, in the year 2020, she had a heart attack, put her in the hospital. She kind of recovered from it a little bit, was supposed to go home. I'm not even joking. Within hours. And she had another heart attack in the hospital. But like, as tough as that was to lose her that way, to live 95 years, and in the year 2020 when people were suffering in a lot of really sad, tragic ways, I just think to myself, like, she lived such a full life. And she got to live her whole life. She didn't spend the last year or years or decades. Some people, if they have, like, dementia and stuff like that. Like, I just told this story recently, but she said to me, in the last year of her life, she said to me at one point, she's like, I think I'd like to live to be 100. I think that would be neat. And so she had every intention of doing that as well. But God called her home. So I expect to see my 90s. How old do you guys expect to be?
Because I'm factoring in technological advances.
Robots?
129. 129. And there's a real reason for that number, because I am now a third of the way through my life then. And I like to think that way. Brad is a glass half empty kind of guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he thinks he's halfway through.
I look, I'm just being honest. I feel like I'm living on borrowed time every day. I've had 3 heart attacks. I've survived all 3.
When was the last one?
2020. It was in September of 2020. It wasn't a bad heart attack, but that was a bad one to recover from, because you couldn't do anything. Even like whenever they had me doing cardiac rehab, it's like, you got to wear a mask while you're running on the treadmill. And that was awful. And
it seems like stupid medicine.
It was not great. But it was the hospital rules. I mean, the hospital, the location that I went to for that was in J.B. Pritzker's state. And those were the rules of the state. And he would shut them down if they didn't. And so it was weird, too, because it would just be me and the 2 techs at the way other end of the building.
Or the, yeah, but what the room. If you sneeze really big?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's why I had to wear the mask. But
sneezed really hard and then waved it.
Yeah, toward them. honestly, I've never really thought about how long I was going to live or how long I would live. I had a grandfather that lived well into his 90s, and my grandmothers both were well into their 80s. So, I mean, 90 isn't out of the question for me, but I feel like I've got some medical things going against me. But I think, like, to your grandma's point, I think it would be really cool to live to be 100. You know, just you can look back on your life and say, all of this happened while I was alive, and watch that time span. So, I don't know. I've never really thought about how long I would live.
Do you think of Ryan, do you ever think about being a grandpa?
Yeah. Now I do. With my kids being just old enough where I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You're getting to... So, your youngest is...
8.
8. So, there's that point where, as a parent, you shift out of, like... The little kid stuff, the little kid stuff, and then you start spending your time with these people. They're not little kids, they're people, and it's interesting to me. I've thought about this a lot lately. We've talked a lot about, I want to build a home. What an adventure this process is to try to figure out how to get the ball rolling. I'm trying to find a builder, architect, like all of this stuff. If you have recommendations, please send them my way. But it's just kind of crazy to, because that's a forward-thinking endeavor. That requires me and my husband together to think about the rest of our life. And I've talked before about wanting to downsize our house and to have, like, the smallest house possible, because our kids, we have a family of 6. We have 2 dogs. Our house is bonkers crazy all of the time. It's like a frenetic energy that just never ever stops. It's crazy. And I think to myself regularly, if a stranger walked in here, they'd be like, this is too much for me. I'm out. And when I think about building a home in the future, I think it's going to be smaller, it's going to be quieter. But then you start thinking about grandkids, and this is something that somebody, I posted something on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, commented about how they initially thought that they wanted to downsize for their retirement, but then they realized that with the family coming back, you hope that the family will come back over time, that they actually almost needed more space. It just has to be really smart the way you lay it out. I just think that, I think about right now, I'm in a phase of life, and I think we all are, because we're all pretty much the same age, that you're always thinking about what's next. You're always trying to, like, prepare for what's next. You're trying to prepare for retirement. If you're basically not retired, you are thinking in some way, shape, or form as a working person, you're preparing for retirement, and then what happens after that? And I just think to myself about where the weight of age comes on me is when I start to think about how many of those phases are behind me. and not in front of me anymore. And I'm always in a hurry to get to the next phase. And I'm trying really, really hard right now to go, there's no hurry.
I had one of those yesterday, and thank God I did, because it rained on Sunday and it is now raining. So I was cutting the grass yesterday, and my son is going into third grade, my youngest. It was the first time I'd ever asked him, hey, you want to, because he hasn't even come out anymore. He used to, every time I cut the grass, he'd come out and just watch.
Yeah.
And or stand at the window or whatever when he was little. He would just watch, and he want to ride so bad. And I'd have to tell him, well, at the end, you know, because mm-hmm. it's too tight of a turn to have you sitting there on me, as he was getting bigger. Yesterday, he came out and was just watching me, but because he was doing other stuff. And I said, you want to ride? And he was like, no. I was like, oh, no, really?
Yeah.
This is the first time he's ever said no. That was a mile marker.
The future is now, old man.
That's kind of what makes you just kind of go, oh. Mm-hmm. It hits you in the gut.
It did. I was like, oh, man, really? You're only 8.
There's a thing that was shared on Facebook that I read one time, and it killed me. But it said, you picked your child up for the last time and didn't even know it.
Ooh, yep, that happened. I'm going to go home and pick my kid up today just to prove that stupid Facebook post wrong.
Let me pick you up.
Exactly. Yeah. Charlie, I'm coming
Sit
for you.
Still.
You outweigh me and you're taller than I am, but I'm going to use my legs and we're going to be lifting here. All right, let's take a quick break. Ethan, Sports and Local next on the Annie Fry Show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, it's time for Ethan Sports and Local. We're going to do X's and Y's in the next segment, so in about 10 minutes from now. So if you have questions for boys or girls, Ryan will give his best answer for them in about 10 minutes from now, and then we'll answer them for real for the rest of us. But before we get to that, Ethan, it's your turn. Ethan.
Hold up. Check it out.
Complete your Book It Starsheet for a free personal pan pizza.
It's not even an intro.
I know. That one's really out there.
What?
That one's really out there. But it is a great reminder, though.
Book it.
If you're in 1987.
Oh, excuse me. That well into the 90s.
Does that still happen now? That's over, right?
No, I think they still do something. But man, the star sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
And what is that?
See?
Oh, you don't know about
that
book it.
I've never heard of it.
You read books, you kept track of them, you get a star on your book it sheet, and you'd take it to Pizza Hut and get a personal pan pizza.
No, I do know about that. I know about that life because we did that
Delish.
First few grades. What? So complete your star sheet at what?
Yeah, here, I'll play it again.
Okay, thank you.
Again, this
thank
is the, every day yeah, we
same,
do this.
Same thing.
Complete your Book It star sheet for a free personal pan pizza.
I can't believe Big Voice Guy still answers your emails.
He is getting a little dicey about it. I think that I've pushed him even too far.
What does he say now?
He said in the recording of that last batch, "This is my life now." I should just use that one. That's probably tomorrow's.
Oh, man. What a lucky guy to get paid to do that stuff, though.
Yeah.
Complete your Book It star sheet for a free personal pan
pizza.
We
veered from having things that are even titles.
No. We have not done anything here, Ryan.
We're all on the same good ship, lollipop, anti-fry show.
Walk the plank, buddy.
You're right. That one was out there.
This is not a we.
It is a we, W-I-I.
It's so unfair that I have to talk after this. Okay, all right. Well, college football just a couple of weeks away, and the first preseason rankings came out, and guess who is in the top 12 in the country? The Illinois Fighting Illini.
I was going to say that. ILL, folks. I'm excited
about it. I was going to guess Kansas State.
Kansas State is 17th overall.
Duh.
You literally, it's right here, Ryan.
I can see it. I can see it.
Unbelievable. Notre Dame ranked 6th, Annie, that for you. And Mizzou, not in the top 25, but just outside of it. They did receive, they did get some receiving votes. So they're,
you a Mizzou fan?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I kind of just like, I'm like, I hope they win. I hope Illinois wins, you know? Hope all the local-ish teams have some fun.
What office are you running for right now?
I'm Gavin Newsom. I'm literally Gavin Newsom.
You're rooting
for
UCLA.
Say whatever you think people need to hear.
No, I pull for the Crimson Tide of Alabama. Mm. That's who I pull for.
Is my team on there? Pepperdine.
No.
Can't say they are.
Ah, they never are.
You probably only like that because it sounds close to pepperoni.
Yeah.
So what if he does, Ethan?
You got a problem?
Yeah, I was insulting him.
Yeah, no, I hear my husband talking to my son about getting the Notre Dame stuff, and he mentioned that Illinois was, is that the coaches poll or the AP poll?
This is the AP poll.
All right. I'm excited about it. Illinois has been quietly competitive for a while. Nobody really has expectations. It's just like, oh, hey.
They,
and when you start getting expectations, usually that's when stuff falls apart.
They are at number 12. You know, if they were to finish at the top 12, that would be good enough for them to make the college football playoff this year. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And speaking of Notre Dame, I was in an elevator the other day with their starting running back, who's a St. Louis native, Jeremiah Love.
All right. Is he still there? Did he?
Yeah, he's still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so cool.
He went to Viani, I think, one of the local schools here anyway, but he's an All-American.
He's starting humming Aerosmith. Loving an elevation.
Thank you for explaining.
I would have been lost.
Okay, all right. Switching to some more serious news. There have been some...
Russell on YouTube said, did Pritzker gerrymander the college poll to get Illinois in?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So what if he did, Russell? Don't rain on my parade.
He didn't do it mid-decade.
Yeah, he did it at the right time. Anywho...
Tensions are high currently just west of St. Louis in St. Charles. Have you guys heard about the big data center that is they're in talks right now of being able to break ground on?
No.
And nothing on this?
North St. Louis?
This is in St. Charles.
Oh, St. Charles.
So right now there is a project going on in St. Charles called Project Cumulus, where they are trying to, an unknown, I guess, to the public, big company is trying to break ground on a huge data center, 440-acre site, an open house for residents to share their concerns and ask questions is on Thursday, so just a couple of days away. Like I said, known only as Project Cumulus, has been referenced in St. Charles City documents for at least a couple of months now. And residents are going to have the opportunity to share their concerns, especially farmers, because there's a bunch of farmland out in that area just beyond the heart of St. Charles. And some people are concerned about what it could do potentially to the groundwater. It's near an already polluted groundwater well field. There's been a split between city leaders and the Planning and Zoning Council over what's being called the largest construction project in St. Charles's history. Mm. And like I said, some people are really concerned. A local farmer, Tim Klein, saying, "I don't think words can express how worried I am. As dangerous as too much water can be for a third-generation farmer like him, it's a lifesaver for data centers in the growing AI age." Says, "I wake up in the morning and the first thing that comes to mind is this, the protection of our water sources for generations to come." Data centers like Project Cumulus, planned near, it's Highway 370 and Elm Point Road, would require massive amounts of water to keep those servers cool and running. He also says, "How can you chance building something like this, something this dangerous, right in your wellhead water field? Why are they putting fill on top of the surface?" So, like I said, coming up on Thursday, there's going at the Foundry Arch Center in St. Charles, just on down from Main Street, there is going to be an open house where people can voice their concerns. And there are some serious concerns about this as it continues to... It's not for sure. It's not a guarantee that this is happening yet.
So voices right now would probably be impactful.
Big time, if you don't want this to happen. It would be a 10-year construction project to get this going and for this to be built. But there's a bunch of different things besides concern just for the water, light pollution, the noise for anyone that lives around there in that area.
Significant disruption.
Huge, huge disruption. So that's been brewing and gaining more and more traction.
Wouldn't
in
it be
St.
Also,
Charles
though, bringing
here
a ton of jobs?
It would be bringing a lot of jobs, yes, but what I'm also hearing is as a result, it would probably make a lot of real estate in St. Charles continue to just balloon through the roof as
well. That's not a bad thing.
Well, I mean, it can be because all of a sudden it becomes unaffordable for people.
Not for rich people. And don't you want more money coming to your area?
And not if you can't live there.
I will tell you what, I'm going to this meeting. And I am going to scream because I'm going to say things like, "Oh,
which side are you on?"
Yeah, I'm going to say that. And I'm going to say, "Why do you need a big center when it's all data in the cloud?"
Okay, Kamala, knock it off. The cloud. This just in from the Andy Fry Show sports department, specifically in Notre Dame, for my husband. Jeremiah Love is an Illinois resident, a CBC grad, and the number one running back in the country preseason, according to my husband.
I lied. It wasn't Biani. It was CBC.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And he said 100 meters state champ in high school. So
sounds like he knows a thing or two about Notre Dame football.
Does being able to win a 100-meter race help you as a running back? I don't.
I mean, having the speed definitely, I would say, falls in your advantage.
I wanted Ryan's analysis, honestly.
Oh, gotcha. Ryan,
I heard him on a podcast yesterday, and he was talking about being in an elevator with you.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, X's and Y's. We're going to ask some questions across the genders. And by genders, we mean two, of course. Here on the Andy Fry Show, Trisha's going to join us, and we're going to ask boys questions from girls and girls questions from boys. If you'd like to add a question to our conversation, go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel, leave a comment, and also while you're there, vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Can Trump bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine war? Yes or no? Let us know. We'll be right back with X's and Y's next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's a Brad birthday here on the Annie Fry Show. He's got gifts in here. Is there? Should we do that in the last segment?
Mm-hmm. Because this segment's already taken by Trisha.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Trisha. Do you feel... I always ask you this before you give a gift. 0 to 10, like, how great of a gift is your gift?
7.
Mine's at least an 8.
I know what yours is.
Is it more than an 8?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a 9.
It's a 9. Brad, do you want to open them on the air or do you want to open them not on the air?
Either one is good. I'm just
No.
All right. I'll open them on the air.
Okay.
Ah,
good.
Yes.
All right. Let's do X's and Y's now with
X's and Y's.
Very clever. Does anybody have a showstopper question? Because I'm going to ask mine first, and then I need somebody else to say I'm going to go next after I ask my question. In light of Brad's birthday today, is it harder to age for men or for women? Because I think that women on the surface, I think Pamela Anderson is a great example of somebody who has publicly embraced aging. She has had work done, but she's kind of put that off in her older age. She doesn't wear makeup. She just looks like an older woman, like she's aged. And I don't know many people in entertainment culture who have been celebrated for their beauty more than Pamela Anderson over the course of their time in the public eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pamela Anderson, especially for people our age.
Yeah.
Baywatch, I mean, that's like eye candy stuff. Is it harder for women to age? Is it harder for men to age? What do you think, Brad? Ryan, you say women?
Women 100%.
Oh, I would think it would be women. I mean, for guys, it's more of a silent internal thing, but you're not like put out there and you're not judged for your looks in the same way that women are.
Are you saying that women are loud and obnoxious about it?
No. What I'm saying is that
Don't look at me. Stop looking at me. I'm getting old.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is that women get judged on their looks way more than men do. And like for a guy, you go to jump up on the whatever, and you're like, oh, I can't do that anymore because stuff cracks and pops, and then you fall over, and you're like, I hope nobody saw that. But it's all like, it's all internalized because it's like I didn't realize that this was happening, but nobody can see it, and nobody worries about it. Nobody judges a guy. And you say this all the time. Men don't look like they get older. They just look like they get richer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, men are celebrated as they age. We're celebrated if we like break the mold and don't wear makeup.
But when Don Lemon talked about Nikki Haley being past her prime?
That was what I was going to bring
up
next.
She was like 45 or something. I mean, she was just young.
In his mind, I don't know if he checked her menstrual calendar, but he just assumed that she was internally shriveled up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's not useful anymore for anything.
How could you vote for that woman? She's been through menopause.
She can't even have babies. Vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly.
Which proves
our point.
Yeah. I'm thinking that it certainly is harder for women to age than men, but I also think that it is hard for men to age. They're not just as vocal about it.
I just want to say one thing. Trisha just said Joe Biden and Fountain of Youth.
Yeah. I said that on purpose.
I thought so. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. We all agree, women?
I've got one about internalizing things. So is it true that men have the ability to not think at all?
Oh,
while they're awake, like there are points of the day where your brain does nothing.
Let me piggyback on to Trisha's comment here. And this has gone back to even when Jared and I were dating and we've been married for almost 18 years. You know, ladies, when you're like, what are you thinking? And they go, nothing. And you're like, that's not possible.
Like there's always something going in my brain.
Maybe you were thinking like, I'd like a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not deep. And I'd be like, what were you thinking about? And the answer is nothing.
I can answer that. We are usually thinking about something. I can't say that it's never.
It's other women, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it is. Man, that thing we said last week.
Ryan's thinking about candy.
You guys.
We're just thinking about how women age.
Do women jump to conclusions quicker than men? Let me answer the question first. The other question, not that one. That one's fake.
Can men be literally vacant of thoughts?
Yeah, but very briefly. You can
Ethan's
zone out.
In the house.
You can zone out, but here, listen. Most of the time when a guy looks vacant or he's just not there, he's not paying attention, he's just thinking about something else. And when you say, what are you thinking about? And he says nothing. It's because the thing he was thinking about is not even remotely interesting. Probably to you at all. And maybe to him, he's like, why was I just thinking that long about the route between, you know, Walmart and Shop and Save?
When I'm asking Shop and Save, that doesn't even exist. When I ask that question, I legit want to know that you're thinking about something, even if it's stupid. But I mean, my husband has said to me,
say that.
But my husband has said to me, I'm not thinking about anything. And I at this point, believe in Brad.
Yeah, I would say not only is it possible, it's necessary. It's like a decompression thing. It's like you just...
Apparently not for Ryan.
Nope. Always thinking about stuff. Brain's moving a million miles an hour, Brad.
Fake news, Ryan. To sit down and just shut your brain down for 5-10 minutes is super helpful for guys.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I don't know that I can do that. I think that it's probably more common that guys can. I don't think I can.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to think back about like, was there anything in my head, and I can't even remember sitting down doing it. I just know that I do it.
Can you hear me?
Tell us your thoughts.
Huh? There I am. Yes, that's exactly what it is right there, where you're like, wait, what was happening in those couple of minutes? But you're not able to always like put it into this is what it was. Yeah, I guess that's what you could call it, but it's not like You're not actually floating, like Ethan's in the sky. Like, what's it's like actual just random thoughts.
Chris on YouTube says, I love the meme where it's a couple laying in bed and Lydia's like, I bet he's thinking about other women. And the man's thinking, I think I could fight a bear.
That's real.
I know, but like real. To say that. I mean, you're saying it's not possible for men to think about literally nothing.
But the stuff that I'm thinking about is like,
that's
who cares?
But that's still thoughts.
It's the equivalent of nothing.
Yes.
Because it's so pointless.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same.
I wonder how much money Bad Bunny made in Gilmore 2. Like,
you're
stuff
saying,
that you're just like, who cares?
Ryan, you're saying that men are always thinking about something. It's just useless some things, or it's not worthy of repeating out loud. And Brad is saying he has periods of time with zero thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Periods.
But it's basically the same thing.
We just have periods. Next question? Anybody?
I got one.
Go for it.
Do you really want men to open the door for you?
Heck yeah, I do.
Why?
Because it's nice.
If a woman opens the door for you, is it just as nice?
It's just as nice. It's respectful when men do it.
They're treating you like a lady?
I don't know why you said it like Tim Meadows.
He's a lady.
I think that it needs to... I would open the door for anybody and vice versa. Like,
yeah.
I think it's rude if no matter who's in front of you doesn't open the door for you.
I think there's an extra chivalrous courtesy when a man will do the extra little shuffle step to get to the door before you to open the door.
Yeah.
I don't think women do that. Like, basically...
That's true.
Like, as a woman... I did this just the other day. I was leaving. Sue's coming in. These clocks don't give us any time to breathe, Trisha.
Oh, is that right? I hadn't heard. I thought you guys had so much time.
Yeah, we haven't brought that to your attention yet, so.
Surprise!
I'm leaving, and Sue is coming in, and Sue is darling. Of course, everybody on 97.1 knows that already. But she's walking in. And she's got her arm full of stuff. And so I stayed by the door. Now, you have to walk through 36 doors in order to get to the studio here. But I stayed and held the door open for her out of an act of kindness. But when you're walking with a man and they do the extra hop step to get to the door first to let you in, do the little arm gesture, so nice.
Yeah, that's true.
And gentlemen, if you're doing that and a woman gives you grief for it, shut the door to face.
Earlier when I opened the door...
Don't let the door hit you!
Earlier when I was opening up the door, Annie pushed me out of the way.
No, see, that's not what happened.
Yeah,
No, 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 that's not what happened. The context of what happened was, I was trying to get out of the studio. Ethan opened the door, stood in the doorway, was talking to Jake, not paying attention, and I needed to get out. And since we don't have any time in the breaks, I needed to hurry. And so I pushed you out of the way.
He pushed me out of the way. I fell on my back.
Ethan.
I think I hit my head.
That is something I would lie about if I was talking to Ryan. That didn't happen. But to the extent that I did kind of give you a shove, that did happen. But you did not open the door for me.
Now you're assuming.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even know the door.
You know what assuming does?
Yeah, I do. I got a pretty good understanding
of
it.
Ryan's first question. Do women jump to conclusions?
A reverse to Ryan's question. Men, if a woman opens the door for you, are you offended by it?
Nope.
Does it bother you?
No.
Like, you and your wife are walking.
I switch it to car door, though.
But in Annie's...
Ryan's driving the car, and he's like, hey, woman, get over here and open my door.
Now, if I stop a couple blocks from here in St. Louis late on a Friday, and a woman gets in, I'm like, wait a minute now. That's not really even close to what we were talking about, though. I'm not sure why I brought that up.
I don't.
What about the back to the question?
That's the kind of thing that pops in your mind that you don't bring up.
I don't know if you guys notice this, but when anybody opens a door for a guy, they will always touch the door. Always. 100% of the time. They'll put a hand on the
really
door.
I never really noticed that. I thought most guys that I know have at some point in their life done the Jedi trick with a sliding automatic door.
Oh, for sure.
Why do you do that?
Power.
It's not your power. It's not your power.
Makes it look like you got power.
Yeah, it kind of looks cool.
It doesn't. When I approach the door, I don't even have to lift my hand.
Yeah, but if a guy does that as you approach the door, aren't you thankful?
Impressed, for sure.
I got nothing to
answer.
Add.
The car door question. That's really the crux of the whole question. Do you want a guy to open a car door for you?
Jared will do that for me if we're like on a date. Which we don't really ever go on. But if we go to like a wedding or something like that and we're somewhere, he'll do that. And he'll do that with the kind of cheeky smile on his face, because he knows he's trying to do something to show me that he cares about me and he wants to do that. But there's no, like, I don't stand outside of the car until he opens it. Like, he's sitting in the car like, woman, get in the car.
Does it matter if he gets in first and then hits the automatic van door?
Get in the back. Buckle yourself into that five-car and get
to the car.
Wait, honey.
The lift gate on the back of the van.
Get in the back.
All right, we'll feature another question. We come back and Brad's going to open some birthday gifts when we return here on the Annie Fry Show. Do not go away. Vote in the YouTube live chat poll because Ethan is itching to give you the poll results. Can Trump bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine war? Yes or no? We'll be back and wrap it up in just a minute. Okay, here's how we're going to do this. It's Brad's birthday. We're all excited about Brad's birthday. He's going to ask an X's and Y's question, and while we answer it, he's going to open his gifts. He's got one from Ryan and one from Ethan and me.
Ha! Wrongo!
What's your question?
My question is, do you think that companies take advantage of women's insecurities just to sell them stuff?
I think companies take advantage of anybody's insecurities. I don't think it's just women.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Me too.
Do you think there's anything to the debate that's been happening online? It's related.
Is this serious?
No, it really is. That when a man orders the same order at a restaurant, that they get more food because subconsciously the person making it makes less for a woman.
Brad opened a gift. What is it?
It's a Jonathan Lucroy. Is it a bobblehead?
It is a bobblehead.
Hey!
That's super cool.
I got that after you booked him on the show.
And a Game Boy watch, digital watch.
Just made me
think
of you.
Oh, that is so Brad.
Wait, what?
It's a digital watch. It looks like a Game Boy.
That's awesome. It just made me think of Brad.
So, are you going to wear that?
Thank you. Yeah. You got it for
you don't
me,
have
for
to,
sure.
But it's. I just thought it was cool.
That's crazy. Does it
play
games?
But does scream Brad.
I don't know.
I have to look into it. Time's wrong, though.
Yeah, the time is wrong. I didn't know that.
Just that.
Time isn't important for Brad. No. It's just kind of a suggestion. Yeah. It only works by the second. I think that all marketing, this is what I've been saying forever with the, my kids wrap that, by the way. This is what I've been saying about the woke stuff this entire time. They're just trying to prey on people's insecurities of wanting to be, like, quote, doing the right thing. So you implement these types of woke things and people, like, need to be attached to it. That's why people wear their 15 pieces of flair on their car. Hate has no home here. They make you believe that unless you say so, that hate has a home in all of the other places that aren't showing the thing that they encouraged you to put in your yard, which is a sign that basically says, I'm not an a-hole. And I don't know that it's more than women than men. I think men buy a lot of things and participate in a lot of things based on insecurities that it's not as in surface as like makeup.
Holy cow.
How's that?
That's awesome. You said an 8. That is a 10. That's a 10.
You got
that's
a great. Gift. What is it, Brad?
So that is a Legos Star Destroyer.
That's amazing.
Which, for those that don't know, from Star, it's a spaceship from Star Wars.
I'm sure Ender's geeking out in the chat right now, but yeah, it's a Lego Star, and it's big, too. It's got Darth Vader, and commanders, and crew members, and stormtroopers, and all sorts of cool things.
Well,
ooh,
you know,
it opens up too.
I searched, and I said, Annie, I need your credit card.
Thank you, Annie.
And
you
said, without a doubt, so you're welcome.
We worked hard on that.
And thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for
Ethan,
the gifts.
Ethan guided me like the Force to get that. It's almost subliminal.
From a distance, you know, sitting at my apartment in St. Charles, I just began to move my hands randomly, and all of a sudden,
how long
Annie
does it take to put
it.
Together something like that?
I started a Ford GT like 3 months ago, and I'm still working on it. This one, probably three. It just depends on how long I sit down and do it, because I don't try to do it all in one sitting. So this one probably 1,500 pieces. This one's probably going to take several days. So
this will take at least 4 hours.
Do you sit on the floor and clap?
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm a producer. I got like little bowls that I separate the pieces out into, and I go through the book and all
sit
that stuff.
Sit on the floor and clap?
That's what I was picturing. Brad opening it and just sort of clapping and smiling.
Yay. It's my new toy.
He's 42, not 4.
But he's still playing with
toys.
Like,
but there's a 4 in it.
Do you do Legos?
I do.
Are you big into Legos?
I do.
Yeah. I've got from Star Wars, I've got a TIE fighter, and I've also got Boba Fett's ship, which they won't say the name of because Disney bought it.
What does that mean?
Well, Boba Fett's ship in the movie is called Slave One, and Disney has changed the name to Boba Fett's starship.
Ooh, brave.
Now nobody will get offended.
Yeah.
I don't know. They rehired Gina Carano for the next thing.
Dumb. Did they?
That's
well,
a big
she settled everything.
Dumb.
Yeah, I saw they settled.
And they said they're looking forward to working with her again.
I
think she also said she's looking forward to working with
all
them
of
as
it's
well.
Contrived by lawyers, though, but Gina won that suit, even though they settled for sure. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Ethan, you want to give us the results before we wrap it up here and send birthday boy Brad on his birthday day?
I gladly will. 220 votes today on the YouTube live chat poll. Make that 221. Thank you for that, voter. Can Trump bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine war? 74% say yes. 26% say no.
Well, we'll see. I mean, if he does, people keep talking about the different things he's doing to bring peace to different areas of the world. Like, oh, he needs a Nobel Prize. I think that we've, over time, very much so degraded what the Nobel Prize means. Like, it's bigger than that at this point. I wish him well. I hope for the sake of peace that he's able to have success. And we will watch it and cover it here on 97.1 FM Talk the entire way. But you're going to keep it right here. Mark Rudin Show, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.